אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Salam Australia. The IDF on Monday released recently discovered footage showing mother Shiri Bibas holding children Ariel and Kfir, who were 4 years and 9 months old respectively at the time of their kidnapping on October 7th, surrounded by gunmen in the Gaza Strip hours after they were abducted. The clip is the first proof of life of the three members of the family since they were dragged into Gaza. The boy's father, Yarden, was kidnapped separately and is also being held. IDF spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said in a press conference that the IDF was very concerned about the fate of Shiri and the children, but declined to elaborate. Finance Minister Bezalel Smotrich sparked fury and protests on Tuesday after saying in a radio interview that securing the return of the hostages was not the most important thing for Israel to worry about at the moment, and the government's primary focus should be destroying Hamas. Smotrich lashed out at those who are calling for a deal that would bring the hostages home at any price. Shin Bet director Ronen Bar warned ministers on Monday that Israel's war against Hamas could expand and take on overtones of a religious conflict if restrictions are imposed on the entry of Arab Israelis to the Al-Aqsa compound during the approaching month of Ramadan. Reports late last Sunday said Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had instructed security officials at a cabinet meeting that evening to present options for age criteria and quotas that could be placed on Arab citizens wishing to visit the holy site for the holiday, in line with proposals advanced by far-right National Security Minister Itamar Ben-Gvir. Bar warned at the meeting that imposing restrictions on Arab Israelis would play into the hands of Hamas, which has sought to stir violent Arab unrest inside Israel since October 7th, when it named its invasion Operation Al-Aqsa Flood in an effort to claim religious legitimacy for its atrocities. 26-year-old Matan El-Maliach of Maale Adumim was killed, and 11 others were wounded in a terror shooting attack carried out by three Palestinians near a checkpoint between Jerusalem and Maale Adumim on Thursday morning. The trio opened fire with automatic weapons at Israelis who were waiting in a traffic jam. Eyewitnesses said that the terrorists ran along the lines of stationary cars, firing into vehicles. A video taken by a passenger on a bus waiting in the congestion showed panicked people abandoning their cars and running along the road to escape gunfire. A pregnant woman aged 23 was listed in a serious condition and 4 others were in moderate condition. Another 5 people were treated for minor injuries and acute anxiety. 2 of the gunmen were shot dead, while the 3rd was captured alive. The IDF said on Wednesday that it is safe for residents to return to communities that are more than 4 kilometers from the Gaza border, along with 18 communities, Zikim, Kamir, Yad Mordechai, Erez, Or Haner, Ibim, Sderot, Ne'am, Gvim, Mefalsim, Tzad, Alumim, Re'im, Magen, Ni Yitzchak, Shlomit, Naveh, and Bnei Netzarim, which are less than 4 kilometers from the border. The IDF warned there's no complete absence of risk. Rocket warning sirens sounded in Kibbutz Mefalsim and at Ne'am shortly after the army made the announcement. On Tuesday, Qatar announced that it has received confirmation from Hamas that Hamas has received medications for the Israeli hostages in Gaza and that it has begun delivering them to the abductees over a month after the medical shipment entered the enclave. Last week, the IDF said its troops uncovered medications with the names of hostages on them during operations at Nasser Hospital in southern Gaza's Khan Yunus, though those were reportedly from a separate shipment that was snuck into Gaza in November as part of an independent initiative by several hostage families. Right-wing activists blocking the Kerem Shalom crossing last week clashed with Israeli security forces who attempted to disperse the crowds. Protesters aiming to block the transfer of humanitarian aid into the Gaza Strip until all hostages held by Hamas are released from captivity alleged on Tuesday that soldiers had punched or kicked several of them. Israel continues to send humanitarian aid into Gaza, despite calls to make all aid conditional on a hostage deal. The war in the north continues unabated, with Hezbollah sending rockets into Israel and Israel responding with attacks on their bases in Lebanon and Syria. On Thursday, Hezbollah announced that two of its senior operatives have been killed in Israeli attacks. In the south, Yemen's Iran-allied Houthis conducted three military operations on Thursday, including targeting Israel's Eilat with ballistic missiles and drones. IDF Chief of Staff Lieutenant General Hotzi Halevi on Tuesday sent a missive to troops telling them that the army is not on a killing spree, not acting out of revenge, nor carrying out genocide in Gaza. Responding to reports in the foreign press, Halevi told his troops, "We act like human beings and, unlike our enemy, maintain our humanity. We must be careful not to use force when it is not required, to distinguish between a terrorist and those who are not to take anything that's not ours, not souvenirs or weapons, and not to film revenge videos." The IDF's top lawyer, Major General Yifat Tomer Yerushalmi, issued a warning on Wednesday to commanders against illegal actions carried out in the Gaza Strip. She wrote that "we have encountered cases of unacceptable conduct that deviate from the IDF's values and protocols, including inappropriate statements that encourage unacceptable phenomena, unjustified use of force, including against detainees, looting, which includes the use of removal of private property for non-operational purposes, and the destruction of civilian property contrary to protocols. Some incidents go beyond the disciplinary domain and cross the criminal threshold. These acts and statements on the parts of individuals who do not represent the collective are contrary to the IDF as a professional, moral and dignified army and have no place in the IDF." Tomer Yerushalmi confirmed that some cases were being investigated, after which the Military Advocate General Corps would decide if criminal or disciplinary measures need to be taken. An unprecedented impeachment vote against MK Ofer Kassif failed in the Knesset plenum on Monday evening. 85 lawmakers voted to expel Kassif from the parliament, 5 short of the required 90. The vote resulted from Kassif's comments supporting a genocide accusation against Israel. Israel decided not to send a delegation to the International Court of Justice this week to defend itself against allegations that its 56-year-old rule of the West Bank and East Jerusalem is illegal. On Monday, 7 representatives for the Palestinians alleged that Israel's rule in the West Bank and East Jerusalem was illegal and accused the country of crimes including colonialism, ethnic cleansing, apartheid, and even genocide. And similar accusations were leveled against Israel by the South African delegation on Tuesday. The Association of Rape Crisis Centres in Israel on Wednesday submitted to the United Nations a report detailing the sadistic and systematic nature of sexual violence employed by Hamas during the terror group's brutal October 7th onslaught on southern Israel, as well as evidence of such crimes being perpetrated on an ongoing basis against hostages still held in Gaza. The association said the chilling 35-page report, written by Dr. Kamit Klar Halamish, head of the organization's research department, and Noah Berger, its director, is the first official research since October 7th. It identifies 4 main arenas where Hamas used rape as a weapon of war: the Supernova Music Festival near Ra'im, Gaza border communities, military bases infiltrated by Hamas, and abuse of hostages inside the strip. The report collected numerous testimonies from eyewitnesses, but does not provide quantitative information, saying that the full extent of abuse is unknown and possibly unknowable. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.